This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to a special edition of What's on Your Mind, live from the border. I'm on the Texas side of the border, although I did go close enough, I guess, to Mexico that they offered me to join their cell plan. And a whole other story is actually the cell signal from Mexico is better than it is here. Go figure. And it's part of my plan, so I might just switch over to the Mexico plan here at some point. I have been here for about, not quite 24 hours now, and had a chance to get a lay of the land. I want to tell you a little bit about what I've seen. Tommy Fisher is going to join us on the program today. A wall builder extraordinaire because he's North Dakota born and bred. And has done some incredible things that we're going to tell you about here along the border. We also are going to hear from Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell a little later on in the program. As well, Andy Schneider is going to join us. He's the sheriff of Grand Forks County, and we're going to talk a little bit about something he and other law enforcement officers are very focused on this week. I don't know about you, but when law enforcement says, "Can you give me 5 minutes and help you help me understand your viewpoint on the whole seatbelt thing, so I can tell you what I see?" I listen. I don't go, "Oh, I support the blue." I'm going to screw in a blue light bulb on my garage and say I support the blue, but when they tell me that they would like a different treatment on seatbelt laws, I tell them, screw you. I got the blue light, so I can now say screw you. I don't do that. That's not in my DNA. I lean in and I listen. Maybe, something is going to cause me to say, well, wait a minute, because some law enforcement, for instance, on Second Amendment stuff, you kind of say, well, again, the Second Amendment protects the good guys. That's you guys, and that's me. It's not the bad guys. On the other hand, I guess if I was a law enforcement officer, Kevin, you deal with the Second Amendment stuff a lot. I could see if I was law enforcement, I'd want to know who's got a gun, who doesn't have a gun. Are they a good guy? Are they a bad guy? It's not easy, but that's probably the one area that I want to know which is, the type of law enforcement officer I'm talking to, right? Is it someone that's, Minneapolis police? Yeah, they don't want anybody to have guns but them. Sorry. I'm not going to go with that blue. It's a different shade of blue, right?
Right. No doubt.
You ever hear a law enforcement argument that has convinced you on the Second Amendment to be a little more cautious ever?
No, not really, no.
Yeah. I don't know that I have either. But, I it depends on who you're talking to. You don't hear that a lot from sheriffs. And coincidentally, on sheriffs, I think sheriffs hold the key here along the border. Did a little research last night. There's 20 counties in Texas, 20 counties that border that are on the U.S. side of the Mexico border. Okay? 20 counties. 19 of the 20 are Democrats, Democratic elected sheriffs. Okay? And they are of the Democratic Party affiliation. So they do it a little bit differently in Texas than we do in North Dakota. You don't know their party affiliation. You might if you know them, but it's not like they run on a partisan ballot, okay? All 20, the one Republican and the 20 Democrats, want the federal government to do its job and protect the border. And I actually think they might be the voice of reason in all of this, as sheriffs many times can be. So I think, back to the North Dakota example, I think the thing they're asking of North Dakota legislators tomorrow in the House is to pass Senate Bill 2122 that says nothing changes. We still have a law that requires you to wear a seatbelt. The only change we're asking for is how that's enforced. And we're only doing that not because we need more things to enforce, but because we believe more people will buckle their seatbelt because they don't want to get a ticket. They might not want to wear a seatbelt. And by the way, if you don't want to wear a seatbelt, it is America. You still have freedoms for the most part, at least in North Dakota. Don't wear your seatbelt. And, you know, the chances of you being picked up for that and given a ticket just for that are very, very minute. I mean, just the logistics of that, they're not going to go get super-duper cameras and look into your car as you're speeding by 80 miles an hour. Just not realistic. That's what some of the advocates are saying against us. Oh, just another reason to pick you up. I trust our North Dakota law enforcement more than that. I do. And when they are saying, please, we want this. And then I say, well, what is the main thing you want from this? And there's two things. One, the investigation of an accident when there's a fatality is significantly more dollars, more man hours, more of everything. There's more health, consequences to the health insurance companies if they don't have insurance, to the state. Bad injuries happen, deaths happen. That's the investigation alone. And what do we know? In any accident, if you have a seatbelt on, your chance of living or of less injuries is beyond reproach. Solid data. Much, much better than if you don't. So one reason is just less man hours, less taxpayer money, less insurance impact, less state dollars for those that don't have it, being a burden of the state. Seems like a reasonable argument for the taxpayer to me. And the second thing is the trauma of that when you are in law enforcement. I mean, just talk to any law enforcement officer or first responder that's been on the scene of an accident where there is a bad, bad mangled car and you have casualties. The one I think of every trip to and from Bismarck is the Crystal Springs exit where you had a multiple time DUI offender going the wrong way on the interstate, came off the Crystal Springs exit, went into the Crystal Springs rest stop, and came the right way, came out of it the wrong way, and hits a mom and dad, a child, and an unborn baby. Four casualties there in a nanosecond. Imagine coming up on that. Baby in the car seat, pregnant mother, mother and father, all murdered by a drunk driver. Now, again, there will be less of that kind of casualty, less of that kind of trauma for our law enforcement by one simple thing, more people wearing seatbelts. That's what Senate Bill 2122 is designed to do, provide an additional incentive to prevent law enforcement officers of having to come upon a scene like that. And then how would you like to be the highway patrolman dispatched to the parents of those young drivers to knock on a door and say, I'm sorry to tell you that your son, his daughter, and wife, and unborn child have died. And I've just seen how they died. I'm telling you, folks, it's not a hard ask. It's not a hard ask. So I don't care if you're a Bastiat. I don't care if you're a Democrat, a moderate, a liberal, whatever you are. I hope you think long and hard about that tomorrow in the state legislature. I really do. So we're going to talk about that with Andy Schneider a little later on today. But there's another human tragedy going on here at the border, and I'd like your take on this. How would you solve this? Beyond the, Biden ought to pull his head out of his butt. I agree, Biden ought to pull his head out of his butt. There's no doubt about it. But he's not going to, because he can't. First of all, he's not sure the difference between his head and his butt right now. That was just a little joke there, Kev. Just a little humor on my part.
Mm-hmm.
But
by the way,
if
Biden
he could, he's not going to pull. He's not going to.
Biden will not be taking my guns. You know why? I keep them upstairs, so they're not going to. He
can't get up the stairs. He might get a chairlift. I understand he's going to get a chairlift for Air Force One,
good.
So there,
yeah.
There would be that. But this is not funny, folks. I hesitate to even make the jokes because I'm telling you, this is life or death. And look, I looked across the border last night, and I'll put some video up before we're done here in the next couple of days. I put some video up right across this border wall into Mexico, and there's a park. What's the name of the town next to us again? I don't remember the name of the town, but they have a little park along the river here, literally like we would have a park along a river. And it's on the Mexico side. And they had like a band shell. They had people fishing. I did see a couple of taxis pull up, which worried me a little bit. Oh, I see how it works. Cabby, can you take me to the border? And then in the middle of the night, I try and get across. I don't think those folks are going to a park every day, say, boy, I want to cross the border illegally and go there for a better life. I think, you know, Mexico's to the point now where it's not a horrible life. It's a beautiful country. I think, unfortunately, those people along the river from this town in Mexico, they provide cover for more often than not, Guatemalans, Honduras, other third world countries. I've heard stories here from Border Patrol agents about Chinese individuals coming across the border, some of them using empty water bottles to try and get them to stay afloat. They are trafficked. Children are trafficked. Some of them are pulled off to human sex trafficking. That's what we need to stop. This is a human tragedy. It's a human tragedy, and that's why it needs to stop. More on this and your take two at 800-228-0550 after this.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
The University of Mary is grateful for the healthcare workers and teachers that take care of our community in times of crisis. That's why we are offering all teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship valued at the tuition cost of your first class. Don't delay. Deposit by April 30th to receive your first class free. Visit online.umary.edu and use the code SCOTT to waive your application fee.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What's on your mind? Scotty, you guys said just on the MyPillow website. And by the way, I don't know who I thank for the MyPillow slippers that came with my name on. I know some folks around here got some.
Mike Lindell.
Thank you, Mike. They are fabulous. My wife's
they
even
are.
Now
I've never...
jealous, and I think she's going to order a pair.
It's like floating on air. I don't know what they did with the soles in those things, but they're a lot like some of that patented material they use in all the bedding. It's phenomenal. It
and
really
that
is.
Lining, the lining in them is just so blunt. They're beautiful. They're really well made, too.
They are. You got the slip-ons, you got the moccasins, and they're a hot item right now. Somebody told me this weekend they bought 10 pair, and they're going to use them as gifts for family members. Brilliant idea. You can also buy the MyPillow gift card. $100, you know, hand those out, and you're doing a patriot a favor in Mike Lindell, who right now as we speak is working on, a stolen election. Besides that, trying to protect our free speech rights. You've got Alan Dershowitz on that. I saw Dershowitz over the weekend talking on Fox News about Mike Lindell's, you know, mission to protect free speech. He's putting out movies that are wholesome. Church People is out right now. You can download it. Go to Church People. Just search that great movie that I can't even get some churches to show. Oh, it's political. Mike Lindell did it. Yeah. I'm not kidding you. It's called Church People, and I won't name the name, but they're, you know, a church I thought would be slam dunk, done things on the big screen before, different events. Nope. We don't do that. So you can't make it up. Mike Lindell's a patriot is my point. And you know what? So is Tommy Fisher, and he's going to join us in just a little bit. In the meantime, your calls, questions, and comments, welcome on anything. First call is from Bismarck. Kev, who's waiting to talk?
Grant is on. Grant, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I have to agree with you on this one issue, because you're usually 99% right. But with this seatbelt law, like you said, it's already a law. And basically, I'm coming at this from growing up in a small town, North Dakota. The local sheriff's department, I support them 100%. We don't have them. We have chaos. But with this seatbelt law, they're going to start picking on the low-hanging fruit of high school kids just learning how to drive and everybody else that's law-abiding, just trying to live their life and go on with it. And I get it. We don't want to have people dying because they're not buckled up. But they will, in these small towns, start looking for that, and they're just going to keep checking the box. And it could just, something else might happen. They might just start getting more evidence of other people. I mean, I'm not advocating for criminal activity, but this is what's going to happen. It's just going to keep adding up. And, oh, you got this taillight out here, too.
Well, here's the deal, Grant. I'm not going to disagree with you that could happen. I don't doubt that some law enforcement officer might be a little bored somewhere and sees a, you know, pack of kids and they aren't wearing the seatbelts, so he's going to pull them over and something else happens. What your scenario could happen. I think with everything law enforcement has on their hands, and maybe not so much in the small town you grew up, but in a lot of places, that isn't going to be job one. On the other hand, as a parent, if I knew I had my kids cruising around without seatbelts and they got pulled over, it'd be more of a reason to say, by the way, Cop Joe can pull you over if you don't have a seatbelt on. So wear the seatbelt. And you know what? When you go off racing 80 miles an hour to the next town to find some pretty girls, then they'll have their seatbelts on, and less chance I'm going to get a knock on the door, say, Mrs. Hansen, I'm sorry to tell you your son's dead. That's all I'm trying to protect, Grant.
I know, but that's also the parents' responsibility. That's our job. We don't need to have more laws to tell us what to do, because I think this is just, this whole bill is taking valuable time from solving real issues that our state has rather than a seatbelt law. That's my whole thing. And I know that, you know, we can keep going on and on, but I think that we could be using our time better in this rather than a seatbelt law.
No, I appreciate your opinion. I think you've done it. Go ahead.
My other solution is, if you're gonna go through with this law, get rid of the tint. Because I know I don't tint my front windows, but then this is what's gonna happen: is people are just gonna start tinting their front windows because they don't want to be picked on. But then it's like, well, you got that law there too. Well, then relax another law. Let people tint a little bit more their front windows. But that will never happen. I know that. But it's just, okay, if you're gonna do this, why can't we have this? Just negotiation. That's all.
Grant, appreciate your perspective. I really do. And I think that, you know, you're speaking for the other side on this issue. All I've tried to do here is to say, you know what? I'm going to respect law enforcement. And I've seen it. I've been in a lot of meetings. I've volunteered my time. Nobody paying me one penny Not doing this for a sponsor, not doing this for anybody else, which, by the way, I don't ever apologize for, because, you know, our customers are our partners and our friends. And when our customers' businesses are threatened, yeah, we're going to go say, you know, we want to do this. But this is an initiative, I think, of law enforcement. Law enforcement can't buy advertising, can't do anything else. So I respect them enough. I go with the highway patrol. I go with the sheriffs. I go with local law enforcement, and I listen to them. And I see in their eyes what it means when they see this stuff. Same thing with first responders. So any law that can be changed that means it's less likely for the PTSD for these people to see this horrific scene, as well as prevent them to have to tell loved ones. Just imagine a law enforcement officer coming to you and saying, you know, your kids are dead. I mean, just think about that. If that can happen 1% less times, I'm all for it. Appreciate your call. Fred and Wing, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Fred, take it away.
Yes, Scott, I don't like you using that analogy of a drunk coming off the deal and then trying to blame me because I don't put my seatbelt on. That's just not fair. And when it comes to these...
I'm not blaming you, though, Fred. I'm not blaming you.
Yes, you are.
Everybody
that wants more a foot on top of somebody's fingers is coming down.
Hang on a sec, Fred.
And they're trying to blame me.
Fred, I want to go to your point on the border in a second. I am speaking only for me. I am not blaming you for that. I am simply saying it is a fact that when a law enforcement officer and a first responder sees a tragic accident like that, that is traumatic, okay? And it is a statistical fact, if you have a seatbelt, there will be less of that trauma and less of the conversations from law enforcement officer to families. Your families are dead. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just telling you a reality. And Senate Bill 2122 tomorrow in the House could make that less likely. Less deaths, which does cost higher insurance rate, which does cost higher impact on the citizens of North Dakota, the taxpayer. But most importantly, law enforcement is asking for it. So I'm going to respect law enforcement and say we got to do it. I'm not blaming you or anybody. I'm just saying I want less of it. So I just want to clarify that.
Well,
you're
going to make people want to blame law enforcement officials for having one more law coming down upon them in the time when nobody's enforcing any of them. These illegal aliens that came in during the Obama administration, when they get in an accident, they don't have no money. They don't have their seatbelt on. They got nothing. They don't even get it enforced. So now you're going to tell me that the law enforcement wants me to buckle down some more. You want to take one more thing and put it on top of me. And now I don't even want to wear my seatbelt anymore. I always wear my seatbelt whenever I can. I always tell people to do it. But you're just causing people to just be mad and not want to do it. And I don't like being blamed.
Well, I hear you. And you're right. There's way too many laws that are not enforced. Certainly, that leads to frustration, but it's not a reason when I look in the eye of a lead investigator in a crash and they tell me the impact on seeing that, or a volunteer fire crew, ambulance crew that has to deal with it, that, hey, sorry, we'll blow it off because we don't want more law. Do smart laws then and actually enforce the laws we do have, I think is a better answer, Fred. More from the border coming up. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Border Patrol agents in the Rio Grande Valley sector have started releasing illegal immigrants into the United States without a court date because there is no space to hold them due to a surge in crossings. A senior source with the Customs and Border Protection is reporting that immigrants were being released into the system with biometrical data, then released without a court date due to space restrictions. Biometric identifiers are fingerprints and facial patterns. President Trump, in a statement released Sunday, slammed the Biden administration and called for an investigation into the cover-up. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrat from Michigan, is facing a nursing home scandal similar to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. According to reports Sunday, the state of Michigan faced a lawsuit over an executive order by Whitmer, which forced patients who tested COVID positive back into nursing homes in the close proximity to other vulnerable residents. Governor Whitmer has used a special law in Michigan that has exempted her office from having to comply with the Freedom of Information Act. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Usually Scott gets to make you hungry. I get to do it today. Valley City beef tips and gravy, scallop potato and ham. Harwood's got the tater tot hot dish. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, scallop potatoes and ham as well. 12th Avenue North serving up that delicious lasagna. NP Avenue, Swedish meatballs. Glendon's got lasagna as well. And Euland, their homemade macaroni and beef hot dish. And of course, specials all the time today. Any fresh baked muffin? Just 99 cents, PetroServe USA on What's on Your Mind. Scotty's at the border. I hear I hear Tommy in the background there.
Tommy's here. We're going to talk to Tommy Fisher, who is, of course, North Dakota born and bred, which is why he's able to build 3 miles of wall in 30 days if you don't count the butterfly protest. And I saw another project that the federal government was responsible for, and I think they did 2,000 feet in 3 years. So just telling you, that's what North Dakota born and bred means. Before we go to Tommy, I just want to get a couple of comments. Texture says, the states need to step up and refuse these illegals. States are just reopening after the COVID ordeal, and now they send more people, who knows what viruses they have, reinfecting our states. It's not safe for the frontline workers and definitely not safe for the people of this country. Compare spring break in Florida to the invasion at the border. Spring breakers, Americans are being arrested for violating COVID rules, but illegals are allowed to freely roam about the country. My understanding is they are testing some of these individuals that they actually catch. Of course, how many do they not catch? But they're not releasing the results. So, and we know last time there were a number, the last time there was a surge, obviously, was in the Obama years and early in the Trump years, and we know from many different reports that there was all kinds of things. And I think actually that's the better argument here. I think the better argument is not, we're American, we don't like people of a different color. I think that's a terrible argument, and I would say, look, I get it. This is the greatest country on the face of the earth. I get why we're a big magnet. Okay, I can understand the draw, especially when you talk about Honduras and Guatemala and people that are coming up. Last night along the border, we saw, you know, Mexicans from this nearby community. What's the town, Tommy? What town is out here? Reynosa. Okay, so Reynosa. These people, obviously have this as a park. There's parts of this on the other side of Tommy's wall into Mexico is a park, and the park is, you know, you've got individuals that were out last night picnicking, fishing, at this thing, loud music's going. they're not getting in their boats and coming over here. They happen to have some boats that could be used illegally to bring people here. But I think the real threat here is these countries where they're coming at the southern border, Mexico's southern border, and immediately become victims of thugs that are trafficking them here. And they pay out. And after they get to the U.S., previously what happened was, okay, we catch you. You got a court date. You're fingerprinted. You better come back. Now we understand, Griff Jenkins is reporting on Fox News, there's a new policy where they're just fingerprinted but let go. So, again, they then have to pay off the people who then stalk them in these networks. And think of the sex and human trafficking that's going on. It is incalculable. Not to mention, as the texter says, the threat from COVID and any other virus. This is inhumane for them. This is inhumane for anybody that is forced to say, okay, your town's 100,000, it's going to be 1.2 million, and you're going to have an additional 200,000 illegal immigrants that are going to be part of your social services network. It's just a bad deal. So that's why we're here, special edition of the border crisis. And with me now is Tommy Fisher. Fisher Industries, Dickinson, North Dakota. Tommy, nice to see you.
Good to see you, Scott.
So, first of all, give us a little lay of the land. We are looking at a project that you did on your own dime, land you built.
Yes, sir.
Why did you do this?
Well, we wanted to show a prototype model, and I just had a firm belief from my sports background. If, you know, you want to win a football game, you got to have a good defensive line. You got to have your border protection on the border. So a lot of people had told myself in there, you can't build in the floodplain, you can't build on the border. Well, it's what kind of fence you design. So we designed, modified spread footing here, which you saw the concrete. You can see that most of the walls 3 to 4 feet higher than the ground. So if this ever does flood, our fence is made that it's flood resistant. In the 100-year event, you'll see water that could possibly come up to about 6 to 7 feet high over the fence. But in the end, when the water recedes, the concrete's still here. People go back to work.
We're used to this up in our part of the world, right? I lived through the flood of 97 in Grand Forks.
Yes,
we've seen flooding in Fargo, 09, 010. I mean, you can't have infrastructure that is flooded and still have infrastructure after the water goes back down. Right?
Correct.
Now, the difference, I would say, between the Red River Valley up north is that it's a very narrow channel. This is really spread out. So when you have a flood, you're going to have a lot more body of water, correct?
It's more like a lake.
Yeah.
It moves at about 2 CFS, except in the middle of the channel and go. So everything we built was, thought about the weather patterns they have here. But the biggest thing was is with the concrete road connected to the fence, that even in that hurricane that came, maybe, 4 months after we finished construction, they got 21 inches of rain. You can ask the locals. Our piece here was the only place that border agents could get down on the border even during the storm because they could, drive that. And with our new design, having roads on both sides, I think it'll be the utmost. And like I said, hopefully the government wants to do something.
Well, and again, we should talk about this from the landowner's perspective. One of the reasons that the federal government's project just north of you here has only about 2,000 feet built is because it is extraordinarily difficult to get the easements, to get the land, to get cooperation from landowners, correct?
Yeah, what I found when we went down and got a lot of options on the land here that we talked to many, is the landowners were much more open with us because we were actually building a fence on the outside of their property where a fence was somewhat needed, not straight through the middle. But, there's a difference of opinions where, maybe you're a little bit shorter building off the fence, but a lot of people didn't want to get stuck in no man's land. So, and then two, we actually took land that they weren't farming and we could turn it into some economic benefit for them. And build something that they had ultimate, final protection. Plus, we still gave them the ability to still water, bring water out of the river and all that. So we integrated our wall system with whatever their needs were.
So by building here, they get more farmland. And I understand you cleared like a ridiculous amount of brush out of this spot, right?
Yeah. And so that's one of the biggest missteps or miscalculations people think. Oh, the fence is going to cause a lot of debris to be held up. We cleaned up on this land the carrizo cane, which is invasive. That's causing the banks to erode. We took care of the dead shrubbish or rubbish, whatever you want to call it, that floats in a flood, and replaced it with what I call the silver tree that never erodes, never sheds, you know, always is,
I like,
you know, standing there.
I think Silver Tree could be trademarked. First of all, folks, we'll have a lot of video later on my Facebook page and do some Facebook Live videos. Chris Berg from Point of View also tonight is going to have Tommy and I on just to take a little walk, so you get a little more of a visual there. But, you know, President Trump, we're told from Senator Kevin Cramer, a good North Dakota senator, that has put your work in front of the president and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which has led to, you know, you proving your worth to the Corps of Engineers because you were doing a lot of border work. How many miles did you have contracted?
We had a total of about 140, of which we built almost 85, I think, between the three jobs in 7 months, 8 months.
And awarded other contracts since, multiple contracts, so obviously the Corps of Engineers happy with your work.
Yeah, I think we've had a good working relationship. I have a lot of respect for the South Pacific, and
but
it was good.
A lot of that wall looks like the wall up here that's more of a rusted wall, and I was going to say one of the objections that the President Trump evidently had, according to Senator Cramer, was that why build an ugly wall? I mean, if you're going to build a wall, make it look, what'd you call it, a silver what? Silver,
The silver tree. Just more contemporary.
It's got very aesthetic look to it. I mean, yeah. Anybody that puts a fence in their yard, you know, you don't want a ratty old fence. You want a fence. And here, this one's along the border, but it looks like, I mean, you can see through it, you can drive next to it, and it's very different.
Well, the other part is it's galvanized, too. So the galvanization doesn't rust, and with the concrete, there's no dust, so we call it the no-rust, no-dust solution. But each part of the land in America is a little bit different. In the other states, you could build a lot closer to the border because they own the Roosevelt easement, and they didn't have the river that meandered, so you had to come with a different engineering sort of design. So if they wanted to keep the same design, then, you know, maybe they were forced to build back a little bit more, because, you know, it's a little bit different with our design. But we looked at it and really feel that border fence needs to be on the border, and it needs to last. So when you're in these kind of environments, too, if you build something that's not painted or galvanized, it's humid here, you have a lot better chance, you know, for rustation and rust and stuff, and being close to the water in the case that there was ever a flood. You know, we don't want anything going in. So everything in our project is environmentally thought of and sensitive. That, I mean, it'd be no different if you went into a water treatment plant. You'll find galvanized steel and you'll find concrete.
This is 3 miles.
Yes.
And but for the time you had to stand down because of protests from the Butterfly Project, which is next door, which is a whole other show. How you take a butterfly and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Careful, don't disrupt the butterfly, because we want to protect the United States of America and also send the right signal to Honduras and Guatemala. Don't put your children through this. We've got to stop this party. So, but for that protest, this was built in 30 days?
Yeah, so the actual fence construction took about 2 weeks. The road took a week. The dirt took maybe a couple weeks. And then there was, you know, a lawsuit that slowed it down. But once we get rolling in this type of system and our new design, it'd be very easy for me to put up a mile a day and, you know, going. But it takes a lot of help. I had local contractors here that helped us out along with our engineering and stuff. But really it was a Fisher design, engineered all that through TGR Construction. And that's really what we do. And I think it's, can see, I mean, you talk to, you know, any of the agents, I mean, anyone can tell you. If you got a great road, you're going to have a chance to protect. If you're driving on a rough one, you're not going to want to, you know, it wears you out and you don't want
to. We talked to some Border Patrol last night that obviously can't talk to us on camera or for the record, but they're saying, number one, the word I would use for these Border Patrol agents we talked to was defeated. I mean, they saw enormous progress in what they fight against every day. They saw some wind at their back, and now they're defeated because they recognize the federal government is throwing the towel on this, and that has opened the floodgates, literally. So they're defeated. Number two, you know, they say, well, this is the way to build it, obviously closer to the river. Now I can see, right? I can dispatch boats. I can better effectively. Essentially what this 3 miles did was shut down any crossing in this 3 mile span. Now it puts them to the edges of this, unfortunately, which are still there. But guess what? Then you need less manpower to watch, you know, the 3 miles than you did previously, right? So they liked it. I think the only thing they said that they were concerned about is, you know, will the wall stand with the flooding? And they've never seen anything like this before, right? So their only concern is, will this withstand flooding?
Correct. And I just asked him to look on the other side of the border with the houses that are built, or on our side of the border in the floodplain. People build all the time. You're subject if you use wood and the water rises or whatever. But like I told him, no different with our proposal that, you know, whether we go to the state governments or counties or sheriffs or whatever, because we are the solution if you want to do it the right way in the Rio Grande, and I firmly believe that. And the government has their, you know, right to build whatever they want to build, however they do. But on the other side is if you want to get it done and, you know, timely, I think we can provide that. And in the end, we really incorporate so many levels of protection. You've got the river with the fence, with the road, with the cameras. If you're built back 3 miles or 2 miles, by the time they get there, they're already into, you know, America two or three miles.
We're going to talk about this when we come back a little bit about it. It's not the federal government, which has proven really incompetent to build enough wall in the amount of time. Who would be better to build the wall and actually secure the wall and do what the Border Patrol Texas officials are asking for? We'll talk about that when we come back with Tommy Fisher, live from the border. Scott Hennon on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Looks on the line from Razor's Edge Directional Drilling. They're from Bismarck, but they go everywhere, and it's a good time to get those projects going right now. Luke, why is that?
Hey, Scott. Well, this year, there's not much moisture out there. I mean, all the frost is gone. The grass is still dead, so it's a perfect time to get in, get your projects done, whether it's water lines, trenching, drain fields, septic tanks, electric lines, anything you need bored or dug in, we're your guys.
And you're doing horizontal directional drilling. What's that allow you to do?
So we're going to come in with our drill and go underneath, whether it's your yard, your driveway, you know, the road. If you got to get across the road, you're not going to dig across that stuff. So we'll come in and bore underneath it and little to no mess.
How about that, folks? So waterline projects, septic tanks, drain fields, stock dams, power, anything that needs to be drilled or dug in, and you hardly know they were there. RedDrilling.com to find out more. RedDrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Or give him a call on his cell, 701-934-1134. Razor's Edge Directional Drilling.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Action Movers. Getting a move estimate from Action Movers is easy peasy. Offering virtual moving quotes. You can meet with one of the relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone or at your convenience at your house or wherever if you want. They'll come to your house or business, guide you through the stress-free move experience, get the same-day estimates with the honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, or employees, they can help you every step of the way. And make it easy. Call them 701-566-5032 or visit them online at aactionmovers.com. The letter A, actionmovers.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, we're live on the border today, the Texas-U.S. Mexico border, where, again, people risk their lives every day going through the water, getting up to the border, and talking to Border Patrol last night. The common way this is done is they can get into the southern border of Mexico, which is less policed now. That's something we forget, but there was an agreement between the Trump administration and the Mexican government to police the borders, south and north. Also, there was something called the Remain in Mexico policy, meaning if you came from Guatemala or Honduras, you needed to remain in Mexico before you could come here to the United States to say, I want to come in, I want to plead for the ability to come in. That is gone. It was gone on day one of the Biden administration, plus a wall that was paid for by the federal government and contracted for by the federal government was shut down. Both Fisher Industries and the what, two, three other contractors that do this kind of work were all told stand down. Right, Tommy?
Yeah, we're all on standby.
Meaning they're paying you, right? They're under contract to pay you, but they tell you don't build a wall.
Correct, until they get, you know, whatever direction from Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and in talking, again, to Border Patrol officials, they consider that nothing short of criminal. Nothing short of criminal that's been done, because this is working. Now, the argument from the Biden administration right now is we got to fix this problem. Well, the problem was created by their own actions. So that's the challenge in all of this right now that is very difficult for anybody to understand. Here's the deal. In my mind, okay, we know what the solution is, and we know that Republicans, by and large, want to build a wall. Democrats, by and large, do not. They don't because they believe it's inhumane, if you will, to keep people out that want to come in. Whatever. Different philosophies, I get that. I think if we wait for the federal government to do this, we're all going to be dead and buried before the problem's fixed. They've proven that again and again. I'm looking at 3 miles of privately built wall that the fence was erected in 30 days. Okay, I'm looking at 2,000 feet up there by the federal government in 3 years. 2,000 feet in 3 years. 3 miles in 30 days. 2,000 feet in 3 years. Okay, sounds to me like we need a different solution. So what is the solution?
Well, again, I think that you're probably going to have to go to a public-private partnership, and that's what we're going to propose, even with some financing, some long-term maintenance. So I'm going to go back to the well one more time and, you know, approach the state government as well as the sheriffs and different things. Is, you know, I feel I'm one of the few companies in America that can bond in the multi-billions and put our money where our mouth is, and we can work hand-in-hand with the local landowners. Not saying that we can get every piece of land, but I think we can get the majority outside the federal. We can start. We can show them a solution with our new little bit of modification to what I built here. I'll build roads on both sides, and then we have a sleeve system. So even if you're on the Democrat side of the aisle and you believe technology and infrastructure might be a good border solution, I could build everything here except the fence, and then you could decide in the last moment or a year after it was built, the fence could go back in if it was needed. So
there you go. If there's a Democrat president, you could just take the sleeves out. But you at least have cameras. You at least have the lighting.
And you'd have access to the border.
You'd have access to the border. And then I would believe it would work so well in Republican administrations, there probably at least would be a debate among Democrats, which I understand is already starting. You know, politically speaking, this issue is 70-30 in favor of Republicans. I mean, Americans do not want the border open. Americans do not want the inhumanity of telling people from third world countries, come up through Mexico, pay somebody. A Border Patrol agent told me last night, okay, they get across the southern border and they go to about any gas station and there's somebody there that says, okay, X amount, we'll get you up there. We'll get you up there. They put them in a bus. They come all the way up. When they get here, they meet up with individuals and they say, okay, you got to go hide in that bush and you got to wait till we pretty much know when Border Patrol's here and when they're not, and we'll get you across. That can happen if there's a border wall. They've proven that with this 3 miles here and how it's pushed things to the other side. So my question is, this is the Rio Grande. Okay? How far to the west and how far to the east do you extend border wall so that the U.S. border is protected where it needs to be protected?
So we cut across east-west almost about a mile and a half on this project, but we also dip down a mile and a half. So, you know, from the very bottom end of the sugarcane field, it's almost like a 2.5 mile hike to get up to where the levee is that, you know, where they're building.
I'm just saying, if you went from your wall all the way through the Mexico border back into, what, New Mexico?
Yep.
California, how many miles of actual border, U.S.-Mexico border, needs to be protected?
So in South Texas, if you follow the river from just a little bit north of Del Rio or Amistad Dam, there's about 550 to 600 miles. As the river meanders, as a crow would fly, it's probably 450 miles. So there's about 600 miles that need to be done.
So how much of that is private land?
My estimation when we did the quick research was about 69 to 70%.
Wow.
And then the other piece is federal and some, you know, water districts.
So if you brought those landowners here, you say, here's what your land could look like. I'm going to give you the most possible, you know, amount of your land that will not be impacted. We're going to go along the river because we've proven we can do it here. I would think that makes their life better.
That's why I've already signed up a lot of them, and I think we can do a lot more, but I just have to be given the direction to do it.
Questions or comments, welcome for Tommy in our next two segments, 800-228-0550. We'll talk seatbelts again at 10:30. What's on your mind continues.
Is the move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to Full Service Moves. Every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates. From a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
Join Pfeiffer's Auctioneers for these upcoming farm equipment auctions in Sioux Falls, Steele, Bowman, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Marmoth, Lear, Raleigh, and Bismarck. In March, Pfeiffer's will be hosting the two-day Western Dakota Equipment Auction in Bowman, featuring the Charlie Hilton and Abercrinkie retirements, followed by the premier Reuben and Clarice Lichty Farm Retirement Auction in Jamestown. Inventory is updated daily on all Pfeiffer's equipment auctions, including the quarterly timed online-only auctions and our multiple regional equipment auctions in North and South Dakota. Get all details and information at Pfeiffer's.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.